May the guidance and the peace of our sweet Lord Jesus and Holy Spirit be with you all, heart dwellers. Well, the Lord has some interesting news for us tonight, and I'm going to share it with you in just a moment. But first, I want to go ahead and describe a little bit of my prayer time with him. I experienced some really incredibly deep and profound peace in prayer, and it's been quite a while since I've experienced anything like that. But what I really felt more than anything else was the ability to relax in his presence. That was just new for me, to really just rest in his presence. I've always got some kind of apprehension or mental gymnastics going on about what I'm experiencing between discernment and just normal wandering human thoughts. It's not always as peaceful as it could be. And tonight it was. It was a very special grace. And the Lord explained a bit of it to me. So this goes for all of us. I was in worship and dancing with the Lord to Terry McAlmon's song, and you couldn't really say we were dancing. He was holding my head on his heart and just kind of gently swaying back and forth. And I said, "My Lord, my God, and my all, I have never felt this wonderful in your arms. I feel like I've finally found my home. This is where I belong. With all my poor little heart, I feel that." He answered, "My dove, do you understand me? The feeling is totally mutual. I have waited all your lifetime for you to discover that this is where you belong. Yes, I have waited, yearned, and sometimes even pined away because you had not yet released yourself into my safe arms. You've always had qualms and reservations, distractions and other things. Always these things have pulled your attention away from me. But now you see how I have longed for you, how I need you. Oh, how I have waited for you, beloved bride of my heart. Yes, I have waited, hoped, and prayed for the day you would finally let go of yourself into my arms. And now we are truly one. Truly, you have passed over the threshold of separateness into union with me. And oh, how I have longed for this time. I ache inside from my completion through the creature I created from my own substance, especially because I see the trials and the ugliness of the world you must live in. And oh, what lover wouldn't long to deliver his bride from the dungeon of this world? Day by day I watch as you struggle with the sea of demons I must continually keep away from you. Yes, my love, when you feel heaviness, you are indeed swimming in a sea of demons. Like the waters cover the earth, the demons have now supersaturated your atmosphere with their evil presence. That is why you become so fatigued and weak. They're blood-sucking devils that drain from you your very life substance. But because of the prayers of your listeners, I have been able to erect a strong defense against them. They will have less and less effect on you as the day draws near." And then he began to share this interesting bit of news with me. About a month ago, he let me know that February would be a month to wrap it all up and be done. But I'm not quite finished yet, and it's almost the end of February. The albums and the thumb drives are not distributed yet, and I was doing all of this in sheer frenzied obedience for the last week. It didn't make sense to me that things would break before the distribution was at least begun. But we worked on it anyway, out of obedience. Well, tonight he let me know that in tiny, tiny increments, he is extending the time by days, or perhaps weeks, but not months. So we at least have the opportunity to get things published and circulated. I will explain that in greater depth in just a minute. I have not told you everything that is to happen. I have given you only bits and pieces because I do not want you preoccupied with all these things, but keep your eyes on me. Suffice it to say that terrible days are ahead, but what you have done for me will bear fruit. You needn't worry. Your efforts have not been in vain. There is but a little time left to finish this work. Draw it to a close, my love, in total confidence that you have truly done all in your power to make good use of the gifts I entrusted to you. Now that this season is upon us, it is more important than ever for you to cleave to me day and night. Do not worry about your bodies. I'm covering and protecting you. And yes, Ezekiel's impulse to pray Psalm 91 every day, even several times a day, was from me. This will strengthen you in endurance. As we bring things to a close, aware that you are living in the last days of this earth as you have known it, move forward with confidence that your efforts will not be in vain. I have many surprises for you. I'm going to do a very slight extension of time for this album to get out, as well as my other co-laborers, who are very close to the completion of their tasks. Giving you a deadline was intended to get you to labor intensively towards this goal. And now that you have done that and continue to do it, I'm extending time in very, very small increments. That means that at any time things could go south, but you will finish this project before that time. You are not the only one who has assignments that are almost completed. There are many who have been working furiously to finish what needed to be done. Lord, when you say tiny increments of time, what do you mean? Weeks? Days? Months? He answered, I'm watching my prophets as they complete their assignments. The woes of the tribulation are bursting through the dam, pushing to break forth. It is but a mere tiny grace that they have not inundated you all in disaster. That is because I want to see my children finish their assignments and give this world the very last drops of mercy I can squeeze out. There is too much at stake, and you are all too close to completing your missions, so I want you to carry them out to completion, knowing that by my strong arm, I am holding back the bursting forth of sorrows. Lord, would you please tell me, is it days or weeks? He answered, days and perhaps weeks. Just work with all your heart to finish your portion. You could call this a stay of execution, but only in tiny increments. You do not have months. Don't get comfortable. You don't have months. This depends very much on what gets completed. I wanted you to work with all your hearts and souls, praying, repenting for the nations. That is why I have been guiding you this way. This you have done, and I am well pleased. Shall I deprive you of the fruit of your labors? No, I will not. But I am not extending the time significantly. Do you understand? The time of months is at an end. When I see that all is in place, I will remove the restraint, and it shall break forth. Be on your guard. Be vigilant. Be ready, and finish your portion. As you have seen and well understood, everything is in place. The only thing that is lacking is my word. And that is only being held back by the efforts of my servants to reach the whole world with an opportunity to repent. I said to the Lord, you know I'm going to catch it for this, right? And what is that to you? And since when does man dictate to God? I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I was inspired to look that up in Romans 9:15. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So then it does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy. He continued, don't worry, you have very, very little time. When you have a sense of completion, then you will know that it is any hour. You will feel that completion. You will have peace, great peace. And then it's time to commit to prayer and repentance for the world. Do you suppose that when Carol prays intensely for mercy, that her prayers are not heard? I have hundreds like her who are suffering and praying as well. Shall I ignore them? Yet the moment of destiny will arrive like a thief in the night, but you will feel that you have done everything I've asked you to do. You will feel complete. That is the only way I know how to describe it to you. I will give you a grace, a peace, that it all is finally in order. You will not feel the urgency to do anything else. It will be calm, a deep, deep calm, because all of my prophets are united in the same work, the same spirit like blood flowing through the body is moving upon them all. And when they have all brought their assignments to completion, you will feel it, a deep, deep calm. You are all working together, and one communicates with another in a way beyond your present understanding. It's a knowing, a very quiet, deep sense that it is finished. So rest in this. Do not fret. Do not let up on your efforts. Continue to complete every venue you've begun. And when you feel this peace, you will know it's going to happen at any moment. Claire, we must work while we have the light. The sun is setting, but we must catch the last few rays of my mercy as it dips below the horizon. You will know it is time by a deep, indescribable peace and stillness of soul. You have been working fervently, but you will feel that you are at the end. Until then, work as if there were no tomorrow, literally. I answered the Lord, well, I am struggling like anyone else with this news, but I am reminded that several years ago you told me you will have a sense of completion and peace, that you've done all in your power to fulfill my wishes. You will be satisfied that you did your part. Lord, I'd forgotten that until tonight. So let's not go off the deep end, guys. He said the time of months is over. He is doing this in very, very small increments as we all finish what he's given us to do. We're going to know the hours upon us when we feel there is nothing left for us to do. After he said this, I saw our guardian angels standing before us all and making the gesture of quietude, tranquility, rest, and ceasing from all work. It was like the calm before the tornado, and we were all feeling the need to take a deep breath and let it out slowly and be in a posture of vigilant peace. I don't know what your assignment is, heart dwellers, but I do know you need to finish it. And don't be lax in any way whatsoever. The most important thing you can do to prepare is to disseminate teachings. That is the most important thing. God will provide the food and the things that are needed, but the teachings are very important, especially because Heart Dwellers, our website and YouTube, we may not be available through them anymore. So you may need to leave things behind that family members can read and be encouraged to give their lives to Jesus. So when the hour is upon us, you'll know it by a supernatural quietness of soul. Until then, let us work with all our hearts to bring forth and manifest the missions He has entrusted to us. The Lord bless you with His sweet peace and great wisdom in using this time left to us. Amen.